You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and this time we're looking at an accident scenario that doesn't happen often. But when it does, the impact can be massive. Bus crashes. While buses are one of the safest ways to get around, a single accident can injure dozens of people, and the legal aftermath can involve settlements in the millions. Today, we're breaking down what makes these cases so complex, and what you need to know if you're ever involved in one.
That's quite eye-opening when you think about the scale of these incidents. The legal complexity must be enormous.
Well, that's exactly what makes these cases so fascinating. Unlike regular car accidents, we're dealing with multiple parties, complex regulations, and often government entities all wrapped into one incident.
Let's talk about what actually causes these accidents. I imagine there's more to it than just driver error.
You know, that's an interesting point. While driver fatigue is a major factor, there's also poor maintenance, inadequate training, and something many people don't realize, overcrowding. Many public transit buses don't even have seatbelts.
So what should someone do if they're involved in a bus accident? I imagine the first steps are crucial.
Absolutely critical, and here's why. If it's a government-operated bus, you might have as little as 60 days to file a claim. Miss that deadline, and you could lose your right to compensation entirely. That's why connecting with the injury helpline immediately is so important.
Well, that's quite different from regular accident cases, isn't it?
Oh, you have no idea. These cases can involve multiple liable parties: the bus company, maintenance contractors, parts manufacturers, even the government entity responsible for road maintenance. And here's something fascinating. Bus companies are considered common carriers under the law, meaning they're held to a higher standard of care than regular drivers.
Let's talk about the compensation aspect. What kinds of damages can victims typically recover?
Well, beyond immediate medical expenses, victims might be entitled to compensation for lost wages, future medical care, and even emotional distress. But here's the catch. When multiple people are injured, even large insurance policies can be quickly exhausted.
That really shows why having proper legal representation is so crucial in these cases.
Exactly right. And that's where the Injury Helpline comes in. They connect victims with attorneys who specialize in these complex cases. These lawyers understand the specific procedures and shorter deadlines that apply when suing a public agency.
And the consultation through the Injury Helpline is completely free, right?
Yes. And that's crucial because these cases often require accident reconstruction experts, medical professionals, and sometimes engineers to determine exactly what went wrong. Having an experienced attorney who knows how to coordinate all of this can make or break your case.
You mentioned government entities earlier. How does that complicate things?
So here's what makes these cases particularly tricky. Government agencies have special protections and specific procedures that must be followed. Miss a deadline or file incorrect paperwork, and your entire claim could be dismissed. That's why it's so important to have an attorney who specifically understands these types of cases.
That's fascinating, and it really highlights why immediate action is so important.
You know what's even more interesting? Even passengers who were standing or moving around when the accident occurred might have valid claims. While their compensation might be reduced under comparative negligence rules, they're not automatically barred from recovering damages.
That must be particularly relevant for public transit cases where standing passengers are common.
Exactly. And here's another crucial point. Documentation is absolutely essential. Taking photos, getting witness contact information, keeping all medical records and receipts. These details can make the difference between a successful claim and a dismissed case.
And I imagine timing is everything in these situations.
You're right about that. The longer you wait, the harder it becomes to gather evidence and build a strong case. That's why we always emphasize reaching out to the Injury Helpline immediately after an accident. Their free consultation can help you understand your options before it's too late.
This really shows how complex these cases can be.
Look, here's the bottom line. If you're involved in a bus accident, don't try to handle it alone. The legal complexities, multiple liable parties, and strict deadlines make these cases particularly challenging. Reach out to the Injury Helpline for that free consultation. It could be the most important call you make after an accident.